Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm out on the road. I'm in the City of London in FinCap's offices. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you viewers Dr. Dougie Youngson, who is Oil and Gas Research Director here in FinCap. And today we're talking about a stock that they have just initiated coverage on. It is Nautilus Marine Services. How are you today, Dougie?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Nautilus has recently changed from another, changed its name from another company. What did it used to be known as?
So Nautilus used to be known as Global Energy Development, and it was an upstream company based in Colombia. And back in 2014, it sold the bulk of its assets for about $50 million and has sort of gone through a period of transition where it's moved away from the upstream and worked out how to spend its money, and now it's focusing on the oil service industry.
So particularly just the oil services.
That's right.
Industry now. Great. And I believe they purchased some assets recently.
That's right.
Would that be correct?
So they earlier this year, they did two transactions and they've acquired 11 offshore service vessels. The company's now looking to expand its portfolio within the oil service sector, and hopefully we're going to be looking at a few more transactions in 2017.
And how have they funded the purchases of those assets?
So they had the cash from the upstream transaction, they've done some convertible bonds and they raised some new equity, and really they have a huge amount of resource to be able to go out and pick up distressed assets within services, so they can do some interesting things as we move into 2018.
And certainly the oil sector, or the oil services sector, has seen an uplift now. The underlying oil price, I mean, go back a year, we were down near $25 a barrel. We're up around 50, and it seems to be stable. I mean, obviously it's moving around below 50, maybe almost up to 60 a month or so back. So it seems stable, and certainly, is that a good thing for the oil services sector?
The oil price doubled last year, and unfortunately we're not going to see it double again this year. But what it means is that a lot of the projects which were put on the back burner over the last couple of years are starting to have life breathed back into them again, and that's good for the service sector. So really what we're expecting is, you know, the upstream sector looking at projects with a view to bring them on stream over the next 2 to 3 years. And clearly the service industry is going to be required for that to happen. So whilst the services have been in the doldrums, as has the upstream over the last few years, really we see a big uptick in activity in 2018, which feeds directly into the whole Nautilus strategy.
And Nautilus is a corporate stock, so you can't have a view on that or a price target. But is there anything that, if investors are looking at similar stocks in the sector, would make Nautilus stand out?
I think their approach is quite novel, in that they are looking at services which are in the have-to-have category, as opposed to the other category of, you know, stuff that people don't really care about. I think really what they are focusing on is this, what the industry actually definitely needs to be doing. And certainly the way they're positioning themselves makes a huge amount of sense. If you look at what's gone on with AMEC, for example, they've been an absolutely dreadful performer, despite the fact of the acquisition of Foster Wheeler. And this is why Wood Group has come in and acquired them whenever they are at their weakest. And we've seen a huge amount of consolidation within services, and it just makes them stronger. And I think certainly a more niche company like Nautilus fits into that play very, very well.
And I've had a look for your fantastic research note. There's a lot of pictures of boats. So these are the assets that Nautilus has now acquired, and with the funding from the convertible bond. Do you see them looking at other assets going forward? And I believe that there's still enough cash there to do that, so that makes it obviously a a viable opportunity?
Absolutely. So the company is still in a transition period and they're looking at all opportunities. And really what they're looking at is technology plays next, so mm-hmm. potentially getting into drones or ROVs or, you know, these sorts of smart technologies. And not just within oil and gas, they're looking at the offshore generally. Mm-hmm. So that includes renewables, electricity, you know, it's not just oil and gas, there's a wide portfolio of things that they can be looking at.
Good stuff. And we've touched on, obviously, the oil price, as you say, doubling from last year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see the health of the whole oil sector and certainly the oil price, you know, mm-hmm. bearing in mind OPEC cuts, the US seems to be producing more now, and we've seen some big inventory builds mm-hmm. in latest data. How do you see that playing out over the next 12 months?
The OPEC situation is interesting, particularly with Saudi. Now, the whole reason we ended up in this crisis was because Saudi decided that they weren't going to be the swing producer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm of the view that the Aramco IPO, which should be happening next year, is the key driver for them going back to the old strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like any IPO situation, the client wants the best valuation it can get, and that's going to be driven by the oil price. So Saudi is going to continue cutting, and you know that is driving, you know, what their valuation will be next year. So really it's in their best interest to go back to being the swing producer, and whilst they might mm-hmm. not like it very much, it's a sad inevitability of the situation that they've put themselves into.
So they're in a position where they can actually bid up their own stock by driving turning the taps off.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
A very interesting take. I hadn't really thought of that angle, but I think a lot of our viewers will find that very mm-hmm. interesting. I think on that note, Dougie, thank you very much for speaking to us today. And stock is Nautilus, and people can try and check out the company, have a look at it, and hopefully lots of good news coming out of the company going forward.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.